President John Dramani Mahama has asked the Muslim community throughout the country to pray for the late President Atta Mills on Friday. He pledged to work to further reduce poverty, especially in the Zongo communities. President Mahama said it is for this reason that late President Atta Mills established SADA to ensure a holistic development of the country. The president said this when the Council of Muslim Chiefs called on him at the Kasulusu.
As is said in Islam, when a person has died, no riches or anything is of use to him. What is useful to him is our prayer, that we continue to pray that God receives him in heaven. And I want to call on the Chief Imam and Sheikh Umar that he give a directive this Friday so that in all mosques across the country, prayers will be said for the soul of our late president. I pledge to continue to work with you to achieve the vision that President Mills had set himself. I recognize that our Muslim communities and the North are some of the poorest parts of our country, and we have to do everything we can to raise the standard of living and equity and education in these areas. President Mills set up the SADA, which is helping to deal with the savannah and the northern part of this country. We have to put in place measures to also deal with the pockets of poverty that we have in the south.
President Mahama, the spokesperson for the National Chief Imam Mohammed Gadu, said the greatest tribute Ghanaians can offer to the memory of late President Atta Mills is for peace to prevail before, during, and after the December general elections. He said the Muslim community will endeavor to play its part effectively to achieve this.
A fitting memorial for this great Ghanaian would be for all of us to engage in a sober reflection and endeavor to continue his good works and ensure that the unity that his sudden death forged in our hearts within the past few days become a permanent feature of Ghanaian politics up to and beyond the December 2012 elections. The legacy of peace and harmony bequeathed to Ghanaians by the late president will constitute a solid foundation for the new and our beloved John Dramani Mahama administration, which by the grace of Allah struck the right and positive note when he pledged to run an all-inclusive government and an open-door policy for all Ghanaians, irrespective of their political shade of opinion.
Spokesperson for the National Chief Imam Mohammed Gadu, Sheikh Osman Nuhu Shaributu, prayed for the nation.